Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It's interesting because, Mike, I think even we talked about Odell Beckham Jr. during the offseason and maybe, hey, all right, would you give it a go?
Well, we thought about it once Mooney got hurt. You know, we were at the camp when we saw Mooney basically hit the ground awkwardly with that shoulder, you know, that yet never really told us what it was, shoulder injury, upper body. And we said, hey, maybe if you really got desperate before Casey Washington emerged, would you call Odell Beckham? And, you know, a lot of our audience, because he's a name, people are always going to throw a name around. They recognize it. Now we find out, well, nobody's calling Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I know why, because he admitted on the Pivot podcast today that he accepted a 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. My guess is, guys, the injuries, he's trying to come back, recover quicker. We don't know the full story, but he said today in that interview that he failed a test last season while he was a member of the Dolphins.
Right.
And so coming back, he would accept a 6-game suspension, which means even if somebody were to pick him up, he's got to sit. And now, Mike, you're talking about, what, 6 more weeks? That's early December maybe before you get a chance to see Odell Beckham. Either way, he says he wants to continue to play in the NFL. He's 33 years old by the time the suspension ends. But he does want to play again. And, you know, he's been, what, with 4 franchises, he said, had been interested in joining: Steelers, the Chiefs, 2 of his former teams, the Rams and the Giants. But he was released by the Dolphins last December. Mike, didn't really do anything. Over 9 games, 9 catches for 55 yards.
Ugh.
So
that's all. That's just, I mean, look, you know, guys, because they have that, you know, that name recognition, I think fans always kind of feel they can still bring it and they can bring something to you, you know, to the table. Now, at that stage, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
And again, Casey Washington, remember, he was doing okay. Then he got the concussion. Remember that we lost him for a couple of weeks.
True.
So, Kadarrell Hodge is also another one of the backup guys if Mooney doesn't, you know, if Mooney's still not 100%. Meanwhile, if you missed the Falcon report, we found out that, now we don't know if the Falcons got the phone call from the Bengals or not.
I have no idea.
But we found out that, you know, the ask was pretty easy for Flacco. The Bengals got a 6th-round pick and Flacco for a 5th-rounder. And so he'll take over. But I think everybody out there, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line saying, you know, what's the dealio? Because, yeah, Kirk Cousins at this stage, and we saw Kirk Cousins in preseason, he's certainly 100%. Maybe he was never 100%, or he was for a minute, and then the Saints game happened. But either way, Kirk's back, but nobody, at least not yet. And maybe there's another injury between now and the first week in November. November 4th is the trade deadline. But you don't think it's going to happen?
No, look, I just feel like he is a really good insurance policy to have, God forbid, if something happened to Mike. And we don't expect that, right? We think Michael's doing a great job, and this is just the way it's going to play out. But I actually think, too, the Falcons may be thinking now, Mike, we hurt ourselves more by trading him at this point. That you hurt your team even more by trading him. So it just kind of doesn't make sense. And I know it's crazy. Guys, the money's going to come off the books at the end of the season. You can move on. Like, this becomes a lot easier to maneuver.
Right.
It's just not that big of a deal. And to be quite honest with you, it's not affecting our season.
No.
So I just feel like that's where they're at, potentially in the front office. We won't know, Mike, because they're not going to tell us if they accepted those calls or not. But I joked earlier and just said, if teams did call and they went, he's not available, that could have been the situation.
Right. So, again, it's an expensive insurance policy, but it's an insurance policy. And, you know, it's one that
you paid for it.
You bought it.
You paid for it. Well, it's just like real insurance, right?
I
mean, like, in real life, you go, hey, honey, I need life insurance. It's expensive.
Right.
Yeah, but we got to have it.
Right.
And once you purchase it, it's yours. You're not getting out of it because I'm not going to leave my family high and dry. It's just what it is, man. Like, that's how I'm looking at this Cousins thing. I don't know Mike for sure, but it's just suspicious to me. If I'm the Bengals and their front office and their scouts absolutely know, all right, what are our best options out there?
Right. But I mean,
you're not calling the Falcons?
I mean, as far as insurance policies, I mean, we could have called the General. I think we went State Farm here or Farmers. But anyway, we got the insurance policy. I digress. The other thing, and Carl and I were talking about this off the air, and we started the show. And if you, by the way, speaking of show, there's a show before the show. It's the Dukes and Bell pre-show, and it starts around 11:15-ish. We always give you a heads up on Twitter and or X when it does start. But today we were talking about what a great big marketing nothing burger. Talking about LeBron James, did you guys, and by the way, behind the glass, Oren and Day-Day, did you really, I mean, for a minute, did we think that LeBron was going to give us something big, like this is going to be the farewell tour?
Or he gave you something.
But when you saw the ad and the way it started, the way they teased it, it's not Greg Gumbel, it's not Ernie Johnson, it's not Jim Gray. It's just some dude, Carl, sitting in a chair in a gym.
Yeah.
So maybe that told us it was going to be nothing.
Yeah. When I saw that little teaser, I was just like, this is nothing. This has nothing to do with basketball.
Well, the funny part is, though, just on the strength of what it could be, tickets for that final Lakers game, the season home game, shot up like four times the amount that they normally would be. The prices were insane to get in just because of the announcement that came today that wasn't about basketball.
And all we learned is LeBron's taking my talents to Hennessy.
Henny Hen! It's going to be.
But some people, some folks, Day-Day and Orange Point, it's LeBron. It's a strong brand. People are gullible. They felt this is going to be something. Something big.
But it's going to be a collector's bottle, collector items kind of deal with his number or the crown.
It's going to sell out too, right?
Correct. That's the other part about this. I mean, like, as much as we're like, it was nothing, you won't find it anywhere. So
Maximum Bob hit us up and goes, he beclowned himself for a cognac?
He really did. So, but look, I don't know if I'm surprised. I said to Mike, do you think he's going to announce when he's done? Like, if you're going to do it, you think he's going to get to the middle of the season and go, all right, now I'm announcing I'm finished? I think if he wanted to do that, he would let people know. I don't know if he's going to do that. I think LeBron's going to play a season. Everybody's going to go, he's going to play another year, and he's just going to be like, I'm out.
Because he played with Bronny. That was accomplished, for whether you think of Bronny, yes or no. And by the way, we're talking NBA. We also found out today, or I think it was dropped last night from Shams Charania, that the Knicks were the team that probably got the closest to, or at least as close as any conversation about getting Giannis out of Milwaukee. It would have been New York. But they couldn't give Milwaukee enough stuff.
Yeah, I would have traded him. Giannis is still a very good player. But like, if you're the Knicks, Mike, you kind of feel like this is your moment. Celtics are banged up, right? You start looking around. The Bucks are not what they were. Way went all in. Dame Lillard got injured. He's going back to Portland. He won't start the season on time. Like, you just look around the Eastern Conference and you're going, okay, who are the real contenders? If we trade for Giannis, how much better does that make us? I just don't think they wanted to break up that team that, some of the pieces that they have with that team. Is that a championship caliber Knicks team? I don't know. People feel like it is. We're about to find out. They got a new coach with Mike Brown. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, that Pacers series. I mean, that series, now again,
and the Pacers are broke too.
And in hindsight, do you fire Thibodeau over the blowing? Was it game one at the Garden?
It was.
And now you're back. And then you didn't have anybody that you were going to. You really didn't know who your coach was going to be when you decided to fire Tibbs. Either way, the Knicks are the Knicks. One thing for us, we're going to hopefully get to a guaranteed locked-in playoff spot. We talked about that today on our pre-show as well, because Day-Day was so excited about preseason NBA sports fever.
Catch it!
I was not so excited.
You were very excited about the Hawks preseason last night.
No, I was not.
I felt you were very animated this morning.
I just thought that it was important that, look, if you are a Hawks fan, there's a few things you need to be watching for. You only have four preseason games to figure out what this team is going to possibly look like. We don't have a true backup point guard. So I felt like, you know what? This is a good time to kind of see what this team looks like when Trae Young's not on the court.
And they traded Kobe Buffett this offseason, too. That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's all it is. I just think for Hawks fans out there, take these four games, well, now three, get your eyes on them, because this is going to give you an idea of what this team is going to look like. Remember, this is a brand new roster.
It is.
It's a new look Hawks. That's what I said on Twitter today promoting the show. It's a new look Hawks. We're going to see. By the way, Reece Hoshea, he probably had the most minutes, but that's fine. We did, as we said, get to see Capella on his old team back with the Rockets. But this is a squad that, Carl brought this up last week. We talked to Steve Koonin. Do we have enough at the center position? to Plutus play. You know, it's sort of centered by committee for the Hawks this year.
It is. And I know Steve Holman talked about the size of Porzingis yesterday on the show with us. But again, Porzingis is not a true center. He is long. He is. But he shoots more threes than anything. Right. Yeah. So, you know.
He's a bigger Al Horford.
He really is. And so I think it is committee by committee, Mike. But we're going to find out. Like, I'm curious to see today's point. And last night was the first preseason game for the Hawks. As he said, three more. It's not a lot. I think Thursday, I think the Houston Rockets come here, I believe it is, or one of those. And then we have our opener, like, the 22nd. But the point is this. How are we going to play? What's going to be the style of play with these new pieces? And like Nikhil last night, if you watched any of it, he just showed you a glimpse. Like he can shoot threes, but I was talking to O about this, about the defense. With Nikhil and Dyson Daniels on the floor at the same time, you now have two legitimate wing guys that can defend almost anybody in the league. And then you add that flexible size with Jalen Johnson and these guys, Mike. Okongwu now, because Okongwu showed last year, he can guard anybody. He can guard a 4 or 5, it doesn't matter. That's kind of what I'm looking at. I want to just see how they're going to play. But I'm with you, Day-Day. I don't know about the backup point guard thing. I think they got to figure that out.
I'm sorry, Day. I know you. This was like Rick Cammell level enthusiasm. But still, preseason matters, Carl.
You mean summer league? Summer league? That goes back a few years.
Rick did middays here, and one day Carl and I.
Isn't passion. There's a little anger in here.
Yeah,
we were doing that. Then we did the handoff, and Rick would be.
How did you find that? Oh,
and Rick was going off because I was waiting to come on there with Carl, and he did like 20 minutes on summer league. And I'm like, and I literally sat there day and I go, Rick, I go, with all due respect, nobody gives a crap about summer league.
Isn't passion. There's a little anger in here.
I mean, you would have thought I said something about his mom.
This is true.
I mean,
I thought you did.
There was some awkward tension.
I thought you did.
I besmirched the summer league.
Hey, we got the coaches show coming up. Yeah, that's right. It's been a bye week.
Yeah.
But Coach Ra's going to sit down with Dave Archer. Player guest tonight is Xavier Watts. He's off to a great start, man. Watts is balling.
He could have been the overall defensive player of the week, as Ross said, if he had gotten that pick in week one.
I think, you know, this was a very good pick for our team, and not just for now, but for the long term. But those two guys will be on tonight at 6. Then once the coaches show gets done, you'll get a chance to hear Turtle starting at 7 o'clock. Mm. So he's got a show starting at 7. So make sure you stay tuned. Tomorrow, I want to remind you before we get out of here, we are in Hiram. What do you call them again, Mike?
Hiramites.
Yeah.
Which I believe is in the Old Testament.
Okay.
I believe they built the Solomon's Temple.
Buffalo's Cafe tomorrow in Hiram. We'll be out there from 2 to 6. Having a good time, man. We do our thing. Inviting you guys to come hang out with us. Come by, say hello, have a cocktail, whatever, some food. The food is really good, by the way, at Buffalo's Cafe. So we enjoy it. But that's where we'll be tomorrow. And then Thursday, we'll be out back up at Flowery Branch because everything got pushed back a day because we play on Monday night.
You know what the Hiramites are famous for saying?
What's that?
Measure twice, cut once.
Let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to our guests, Connor Riley and Dave Archer, for jumping on with us tomorrow. Wes Drewham joins us, and Barbara Dooley's coming by. She's going to stop by the show tomorrow to talk about Auburn and what's going on with the Dogs. So make sure you tune in.
She met her husband at Auburn.
She did. Normally with this on Thursdays, she's been moved up a day. So just want to give you a heads up, because I know a lot of Dog fans are like, when's Barbara on? That's all we listen to. Right, we understand. She will be on tomorrow. All right, man. Thanks for listening. Big O, great job behind the glass. Day-Day, executive producing. Stay tuned. Coach's show is on the way. Arch will also talk to Xavier Watts as we get ready for the Bills. I cannot wait for Monday night. It's going to be a big game. It's going to have a big game feel to it. Hey, man, Mike Bell, let's get out of here. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's a tough year for the Bravos, and we lose Brian Snicker to find out who the new manager is. But how about the Phillies? After blowing doors to win this division, knocking the Braves out, knocking the Mets out, you realize, and I saw this today from Underdog Sports, they posted on social media, the Phillies have got a worse playoff record their last 11 games than the Braves do. Phillies dropped to 2-9 in the postseason. All that money that I always talk about, all that quality pitching, all that slugging, man, their guys, Schwarber and Bryce Harper, are struggling. And Rob Thompson getting killed for trying to bunt a guy over to third last night with the game on the line. Dodgers taking that series back to L.A. about to knock Philly out. Well, I hate when bad things happen to bad people.
Hey, how bad is it for, not necessarily for the Browns, but for the Bengals? You trade for 40-year-old Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel, this is your moment. If you're that dude, you take advantage of this. You don't have Flacco as your backup, just in case, break glass. Mm-hmm. It's you and Shador. And to me, Mike, that's even more interesting than what's going on with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's Cincinnati.
Right.
I kind of want to see where this goes and at what point do the Browns actually give Shador an opportunity to show what he's got. Guys, they got to figure it out. They drafted two quarterbacks this year. You're not drafting three more next season. Either one of these guys by the end of the year is going to be the starter. And I don't know who it's going to be. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You had a delightful conversation with a very sexy German woman and then your partner on the radio says she was AI.
AI.
And I'm not kidding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.